to Fodnoth. We are so glad that you could join us today.
You sound like you're from NPR.
What's that?
National Public Radio.
Oh.
NPR.
I wouldn't know that.
We have a lot to teach you.
I think NPR would literally... I think she would rather stab her ears out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even listen to this, so yeah.
Yeah. No,
I can't
true.
Listen to podcasts.
It's not podcasts, it's radio.
Well, I know, but I just can't listen to people talking.
Anyway, who are you? And who are you?
I don't fucking know. Tell me. Who am I? Who is Cassandra? What am I about?
Who am I? Comment below.
Please tell me my new identity. I will absorb it.
We forgot our names. Could you guys please comment and tell us who we are?
Is anyone listening? Hello?
Anyway.
We can't hear you.
Finish the knock for us.
Well, that sounded awful with the ringing.
Absolutely fucking awful. Horrible.
Here, what if you like hold the bottom and then... Nope.
Nope. It's because of this. It's because of these.
Oh, God. Mm. It's awful. That's a clap. Knock on the,
so
knock
it's
on
still,
the board.
So it's still the rhythm.
Knock on the board behind you.
Let's just stop. Let's just stop.
But now I need it to sound good.
What are you, Sheldon? I got to start and complete it?
Yes.
Are you Brittany?
No, I don't think so.
I'm Tobias. How are you?
Mm.
I had to be Cassandra at work the other day.
Like four from Divergent?
I'm Tobias McDougler. Oh. That's my new name.
McDougler. He's really hot.
What? Who? Tobias McDougler?
Tobias from Divergent.
What's my name? What's your name? What's your made up name?
It would probably be like Veronica Sinclair, bitchy and very rich.
Veronica Sinclair, bitchy with a lot of flair?
No.
You don't like
that? She wouldn't say that.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know what that made up fucking person would say. How about you, Brittany?
You.
What's your made up name?
Oh, I'm going to be Cassandra.
Oh, well, that
I was her the other day at work on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
That's true. She had to impersonate. She committed identity fraud.
She
impersonated me.
We might have forgotten our own names, but we did not forget that this is TFR News.
Actually, Brittany did earlier.
She did, but we're not going to include that.
But it was
funny.
It's
sacrilegious. It's sacrilegious.
But it was funny.
My heart's broken. That's not funny.
Hey, no, it's fitting because you completely forgot her existence on one of the main episodes.
Ooh.
And I apologize for that, and we have moved on.
I don't think we have.
It's still a wound.
Okay, apparently not.
The wound is still a little open.
Anyway, we hope you are all doing well out there. Yeah, so this is TFR News. We're here to bring you everything spooky and everything, sometimes dookie. So,
or weird.
Or weird, strange, high strangeness,
yeah.
Mysterious.
Weird's not always
the
spooky.
Paranormal.
The paranormal, the supernatural, folklore, legends,
sometimes
whatever it may be.
The normal.
But more modern day. Not everyone wants to hear the historical
future.
Stories all of the time. They want that. Well, more like
everything's
the present.
Chrome in the future.
Modern day.
even the Bigfoots are chrome in the future.
I believe that. And then maybe actually they would be able to be like quantumized and travel through space and time and shit like some people claim they do, which I think is horseshit.
Because it's the future.
So I will say, I was watching Expedition Bigfoot, Cassandra's favorite show, the other day.
Yeah.
And... they caught on camera a very
interesting... I really
hate that show. Don't even watch it. She literally doesn't even watch
it. I hate it so much.
She knows like two of the people and she's just like, ugh, it's so bad.
Well, you get a,
it's
you
so
get
bad.
A vibe.
It's the vibe.
I got you.
It's too serious.
Well, they caught a pretty nice piece of evidence where they were like just looking at this kind of rock wall because they were down in like a little bit of a riverbank kind of deal. And
like
they
a
heard,
ditch.
They heard... Yeah, but like a big ditch, and they heard a bunch of little rocks coming down. They're like, what is that? Of course, there's one guy's like, I see him right there. He's waving.
He's like, hey, guys.
I'm just kind of like, enough of him. But the camera, literally, as it pans up with like a flashlight, you see a black figure look like it's running bipedally. And it's not like like clearly Bigfoot
of
figure.
Of course it's not.
It's very whisk. Kind of, but as the light comes on it, it literally just fades away. Oh. And you can see a shadow of it in the river. I don't know what it was, but it was really interesting to see.
So Bigfoot now disappears.
A lot of people actually think that.
He travels interdimensionally.
No, seriously, a lot of people actually think that he is interdimensional.
Oh, that's nice.
Good for him.
No, it's not.
we can't even prove he's real. We're going to sit here and try to find how the fucker travels.
You prove something. Try and prove something with something else you try and prove. You can't.
What?
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
How does it?
Rewind.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
You're trying to prove something that is at least seemingly unexplainable now with something else that is unexplainable. Like, no one can prove Bigfoot exists, so what do we do? We'll say he's interdimensional.
Yeah, for the fun of it.
I don't think we're saying
fun of it. Yeah,
I don't think people are saying, "Oh, this is why we can't find him because he's interdimensional."
Yes, they are.
Maybe it's just a hypothesis. That's how he's gone so far without being
I'm telling you, I know people out there that think that.
You know them personally?
But I'm not personally. But I'm not gonna say their names.
We don't even know ourselves.
They might attack me. They might sue me. Not doing it. You know who you are. Anyway, first thing I'd like to talk about.
I liked how you did that with your finger.
I know.
You were like, you're like, first thing.
First thing I'd like to talk about.
First things first on the release.
Not really too much of news I want to get into, but I do want to just briefly touch it here. And it goes more into something else I'd like to talk about. But there is a article. If anyone out there is like me and gets up practically every day and tries to look into paranormal news, you might have come across this. Maybe not. But there is an article out there that talks about how Vladimir Putin and some of the,
Can we get the boo fucking button?
His fucking friends, the Kremlin. I don't know who it was years ago. They came across like a Yeti family.
What?
Yeah. 2016, I think the year was in the article. And it just recently came out on a website. I think it was Phantoms and Monsters, but don't credit me on that because I don't want them to get shit on if possible. But... it was posted April 1st, so I'll let you figure that puzzle out. But that leads me into wanting to talk about how April Fool's, April 1st, can be a bittersweet day, especially for the paranormal, because it's already not taken seriously enough in some regard that I really think April Fool's doesn't really help with that too much. Sure, I mean, everyone can make a joke. That's absolutely no problem. But I will say... if people out there do the bare minimum of looking into something when it's April 1st, when someone's online saying, oh, no, I'm pregnant, like that shit every year, or if they're like, ah, my whole family died in a car wreck. Hey, I won the lottery. And you can, if you read some of that, you know, Will Ferrell died, and you're like, oh, no, but wait, it's April Fool's. Go on Google. Will Ferrell death? No, he didn't die. I saw it on Twitter.
I hate April Fool's Day. I hate it. I hate pranks. I hate them. I think they all suck.
Even Matt's ponytail prank.
Yeah, even my ponytail prank.
Yeah, I thought it was horrendous.
When you sent me that photo of your hair in a ponytail and just, I gagged a little.
If it was like an inch or so up higher, I could have been a samurai.
Okay, that's definitely. What would make you the samurai.
Fucking definitely.
I dislike
pranks. I love your faith in me. What?
I dislike pranks.
I'm a realist, babe.
Some.
Like, I think, some I like. I think, especially when it comes to April Fool's, I think a prank needs to be followed up immediately with a just kidding.
What if it was like,
that's fair.
I'm at work. I'm going to use my pen to sign my name and LOL. It's not the black ink. It's blue. Ha ha. April Fool's.
You asked for.
It's like, wow. What did you do to my drink?
Yeah.
You asked for a few ice keys and I only gave you two.
But I think it just needs to, like, if you're going to make a joke, even about paranormal, whatever.
Yeah.
Be like, here's my joke. I guess
don't leave it out there for people to question.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's something like Vladimir Putin saw a Yeti, I mean, it doesn't harm anyone, and it's towards a very, very, very shitty man, probably the most shitty person on the planet right at this moment. Mm-hmm. That's okay to not follow up with a just kidding at that point. For me.
But then we're still like, but is that true? Like, we want to know if what's true and what's not.
Right.
I mean, that's true. And that's why I'm kind of like, I wish.
Well, it depends where it comes from. If it's a meme on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
If everyone out there would put just a little bit of effort like I did when I saw that, I saw those April Fools.
Why can't everyone just be as good as Matt?
Maybe I should go to Google and just check on it. And I couldn't fucking find anything. But if everyone did that all the time, maybe there wouldn't be nearly as many issues in the world going on with people having mistrust in information when it comes, even if it's something as grand as COVID or
you're really
maybe something
a lot of people oh, right
I know.
Now.
Well, I'm not really asking a lot. I'm not.
But you are. That's the sad thing.
But
fact checking.
People do it one day of the year. Why not do it the rest? That's all I'm saying. That's just my opinion on it.
Because people like to see and then mirror things that already kind of comply with what they believe in. Therefore, if they read something and they take something from it, they don't want to disprove that if it's if it's fitting with their, you know, this is exactly what I hate, and this fits my agenda. I'm going to spread this misinformation because it proves my point. Like, they're not going to.
But that is one good thing about the paranormal community, I would say. You know, if you're really invested in this, I would say I'm fairly invested. I would love the Yeti to be real and whatnot. But I have a pretty rational mind, I would say, to know that there's a good chance it's not. And I'm not going to see something like that whole Vladimir Putin saw Yeti, and then I'm going to share it and be like, oh my God, look at that, look at that.
Well, see, I think sometimes too is people will like, they like to share the headlines and they'll still tag the article and right. share the article, right, just right, keep right. the headline. And that way they're like, see, I have a source. And then it adds to the credibility, even though if you look at the source, you're mm-hmm. like, that's
That's why whenever I come across true. Anything even remotely like paranormal or just weird or current news, I just send it to Matt. I'm like, I'm not going to take the time to vet this, but I'm also not going to share it. But yeah, there you go.
You just did that the other day to me too, with some like dinosaur thing that was found. And not saying that she had no idea. I knew she just sent it to me because it was interesting. And regardless, it was very cool.
Dinosaur? Yeah, here you go, Matt.
But yeah, obviously you will with that. April Fools and all that bullshit.
Well, there's been times where like Cassandra has like told me something and I think people like are afraid to offend other people, but I'd be like I stop and I'm like, wait, what like, you're saying sounds really crazy right now.
Yeah. Like, check the calendar. It's September. Oh no.
Well, like I'll be like, I don't like, not that I don't trust you, but like the whole
let me look into that.
Yeah, the $600 thing about Zelle Cash App and Zelle.
Oh yeah, question everything.
And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then I was also like, yeah, I read like one or two things, but I'm not, you know, I didn't sit here and do a fucking
just trust
five
me, bro.
Page research paper. So if you want to look into it, sure. I'm just letting you know what I saw. I'm not claiming what I said was the absolute final truth. And I think a lot of people read one fucking headline and go, but that's the truth. That's what Facebook said.
There is a lot of misinformation and there is a lot of disinformation. And we just want you to be careful out there. Try to carefully, you know, through whatever sites you're looking at, cross-reference whatever you need to do.
Wear a condom.
Wear a cyber condom when you travel, when you surf the internet.
It'd be so good if we had like Surfshark or something like that.
No shit, right?
To like, and then we could be like, and
McAfee or whatever that
perfect
horrible.
Like plug.
Oh, McAfee?
McAfee. Or whatever. Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
They suck.
but just want to get that out of the way. So, obviously we're TFR and you know our names. You're, what is it? Veronica. And I'm Tobias McDougler. And you're Cassandra.
Yeah.
Cassandra. No
just
middle
Cassandra.
Name, no last name.
No, just like Cher.
Like
She doesn't
like
even
chair?
Have a body. She's just Chirp? She's just like a sentient cloud right now floating there talking.
I'm a pink
Oh my God,
aura.
She's disappearing into a dimension mm-hmm. like a Bigfoot. Neat.
She's like a
Explain
puddle
Explain to
of
us how you do that. So, you can hit us up on social media. Don't forget to do that. We're, you know, always here and would love to read any stories you guys have, whether it be from a friend, if it's like an encounter you had, some sort of experience. If you just want to send something our way, whether it's an interesting article, you know, do whatever you need to. You can hit us up on TFRPodOfficial on Twitter, The Farthest Reaches on Instagram and Facebook. There is a Facebook group with three simple questions that you do have to answer. It's not hard questions. Don't worry. It's not like the SATs. It's nothing tough. You can pass. But we just want to make sure you're not a goddamn robot because we don't like those.
We don't drug test.
We don't drug test.
Nope.
Good thing. I should put that like on the page. We don't drug test. You're safe.
But could you pass one? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We don't test, but just curious.
That little emoji.
Would you pass?
But yeah, don't forget to hit that up. And you can always email us the website, thefarthestreachespodcast.com, where you can see all of our episodes, all the links that we have with our episodes to see the research we get into. There's a bunch of pictures you can look at. And obviously a contact page there for our email if you want to directly talk with us. All right, now to get into our news for today. There's a lot of good shit here. And some real slight news
I was
articles.
Say slimy shit too. I was
some real slight articles that I'm very, very briefly going to touch on.
Did you see her face right there?
It's like she's farting.
When I said slimy, that face you made.
She's like trying to burn a hole for that seat or something.
With her slimy shit.
She's still gone.
Because Cassandra would stop.
She's having
It was funny.
She knows how to get me going.
It's like Vietnam flashbacks, but it's when cheese just took a shit up there. So she's thinking,
God,
I'm just like,
that
oh,
was
no.
so stinky.
No, it's like because she knows how to get me going. And when I'm going, I can't stop.
Just like the slimy poops.
Oh, God. You know, it's interesting you bring that up now because I came across an article not too long
about
ago.
Poop now?
No, we're not slime. Across an article that. I don't know exactly what the components are, but it's like slimy magnetize something. It just literally looks like a turd, but it's all magnetized.
Yeah, they make magnetic silly putty and stuff like that too.
Yeah, and they want to try and use this type of like robotics in a way to possibly like put in humans to get foreign objects out and whatnot. Because this thing, this thing can stretch real thin. It can go in all sorts of shapes and sizes and whatnot.
I don't like how your hands are moving.
He has it.
It's all wet.
Ew.
It's all wet. It's all wet.
I know.
It's all wet and slimy.
He's doing like the vajayjay shape with his hand.
That's exactly
what,
I
that's what he was.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, in news, some things I'd like to briefly touch on. For instance, in Nigeria, there is a gentleman who will pay 2.5 million Nigerian naira. I think it's how you say it, maybe, which is $6,000 for someone to turn into a cat. So if anyone out there wants to take that challenge,
I'll do it for free.
I don't know exactly if he wants a video sent to him or you have to travel to Nigeria. I don't know. It's COVID. It might be a little hard to get a flight. But if you can turn into a cat, which would be great, can you send that to us? Yeah, you could get $6,000.
Oh, I thought he was going to turn you into the cat.
Yeah, that's what I thought so too.
$6,000, he will pay you to let him turn you to a cat.
Someone in Nigeria will pay you for you to turn into it.
If you could turn into a cat. Oh, that's not
as fun.
I wanted to get paid $6,000 to have someone turn me into a cat.
Well, I mean,
I would do it for free.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to be human no more.
That's fair.
Can I be a worm?
I'd rather be a cat.
I'd rather be a slimy worm.
Well, you could do that. Also, there is apparently, according to the Daily Star here, a newly released FBI document that is undeniable proof of Roswell UFO, who was claimed by an alien researcher. I'm not going to get into it too much because there's just
very legit
one page of it, and I don't know exactly how legit it is. There's a gentleman out there that...
It's too legit to quit.
All right, let's take a moment of silence.
You got it,
son of a bitch. Some of it. But this was apparently brought out by a FOIA request. And there's a gentleman, John Greenwald Jr., who has the whole Black Vault website and really just clamps down on FOIA requests to get classified documents out. I'll let him look at this first and see what his assessment of it is before I get into it. But apparently there is some FBI document about the Roswell UFO crash. And it details three saucers. And I think each one has three inhabitants in it, and actually now that I'm looking at it, each one was 3 feet tall. 333.
That's like perfect right up my superstitious alley.
That's true.
So maybe they're trying to contact me.
Angel numbers. What if they're the angels?
Who knows? But that does remind me that, if I remember correctly, I think it was in our Roswell series, we talked about you two didn't, but me and Brady.
Call us out like that. You could have just kept it going.
I'm just making it clear for people
that we're outsiders that will never be officially a part of what once was.
But we talked about the levels of classification when it came to certain just governmental secrets, subtly put. And I think there was one for 25 years, 50 years, 75 years, and so on and so forth. But I think this year is the 75th year for Roswell. So I wonder, fingers crossed, probably won't happen, that some other information out there would be released from Roswell. Because I think like 75% of it, if I remember correctly, listening to podcasts and watching documentaries and reading articles online, that they're 75% still classified. For whatever reason.
So if you're an FBI agent.
Yeah, you're an FBI agent and you don't mind just
send us some
getting killed.
Well, we all have our own, so.
What, FBI agent?
Yeah.
Who's yours?
In our phone.
Caleb.
Who?
Just got an FBI agent named Caleb.
Oh, I accidentally said my guy's name, Tobias McDougler, so he's dead probably by now, so I need a new one. So if you're out there and you want to stalk me, let me know.
But I do that sometimes, like if my computer's not working and I'm like, come the fuck on, FBI agent. I know you're watching. Please help me. And then I'll sit there and be like, come on. And then eventually it works. I'm like, thanks, FBI agent.
It's just Pornhub. I look at it every day. Why is it any day different? No.
No?
All right, fine.
I'm like trying to work, do my work at work.
So an interesting, the first real interesting article here I like to talk about is from sciencealert.com, and it is titled, Built by an Unknown Culture, This is the Oldest Sun Observatory in the Americas. Long before the Incas rose to power in Peru and began to celebrate their sun god, a little-known civilization was building the earliest known astronomical observatory in the Americas. While not quite as old as sites like Stonehenge, these ancient ruins known as Chanquilo are considered a masterpiece of human creative genius, holding unique features not seen anywhere else in the world. Based in the coastal desert of Peru, the archaeological site famously contains a row of 13 stone towers, which together trace the horizon of a hill north to south like a toothy bottom grin.
Is that really the right word? Astronomical? In that sense, like at the very beginning of you reading that?
You mean archaeological?
No, you said like they built like an astronomical. Like,
well, it's a sun observatory.
Isn't that astrological?
Yeah, astronomical means huge.
Yeah.
Like this is astronomically.
Well, astrological.
They
is,
say astronomical.
Is astrology.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought that you meant to say. But if that's what they said, then whatever.
I guess that's just a big ass.
That's what I'm like, damn, this is huge.
I guess they fucked up. Carly Casella, I guess you fucked up.
Okay, just curious.
Call her out.
Apart from this remarkable structure known as the 13 Towers, the ruins of the observatory also include a triple-walled hilltop complex called the Fortified Temple and two building complexes called the Observatory and the Administrative Center. Completed over 2,300 years ago and abandoned in the first century of the Common Era, the site has remained a mystery to travelers for centuries. And I bring this up just because I'm really fascinated with ancient human history, and the fact that this predates a lot of other civilizations and the way that they came up and learned about, you know, the astronomy and whatever else, just makes me believe in more that there's a lot to it that we don't know. And the fact that I think human civilization, not necessarily our stage in being advanced with our technology and such like that, but I think thinking that, you know, the earliest civilization was Sumeria or something like that fucking 10,000 years ago, or not 10,000, 7,000 or so, I think that's kind of horseshit. I think there's a lot that we don't know and we'll never know.
Well, it's because it's just the earth itself, geology, like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the right word, not geology, but like
geography?
No, like
carbon dating and shit like that. Like,
things pile up on top of it.
Right.
Okay.
Like rocks and shit. Yeah. Rocks and shit.
You know, the layers of the earth.
Yeah, like, because they always say.
So here's the earth.
That's why it's always so funny when people.
Onions have layers. The earth has layers. Ogres have layers.
So it's a big cosmic onion. Remember
big
that.
Big cosmic
correct.
Ogre.
Correct. But I always think it's funny when people immediately jump to aliens, which is kind of a racist opinion. When they're like, people in the South America, like, they couldn't have done this.
Yeah, aliens. It is a little
and
bit.
And then you're like, aliens. That's a little. But there's so much of history that is just lost forever due to colonization, mm-hmm. due to us tearing down the earth, but also just natural, like, they were using stones and rocks.
Erosion.
Yeah. I mean, so much of history is just lost.
No, I mean, that's exactly it. They could have had incredibly. I mean, they could have had. They could have had a plane like the Wright brothers had. Mm-hmm. But that shit, I mean. Now, if that was in 5,000 BC, if that was what the Egyptians will say 7,000 years ago, you think that's seriously just still going to be around?
Yeah.
No. The chances are it's going to be completely lost and we'll never, ever find it.
Like, I forget. Don't quote me on this because I actually watched like a video recently about this.
Come on, like, Xander.
I'm trying to remember the exact year, but like if we were to go from current day history out into the future, like, there will be a time that our civilization, our buildings, our skyscrapers will be humbled, basically, like, won't be around.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Because of the earth.
God forbid a huge solar flare happens and just completely fries every electronic we have in the world. And God knows how long it would take for us to repair any of that. And then, I mean, think about it. Any of us use a map to get around? Use Google Maps. Well, if a solar flare happens, that'll be gone. And then we'll have to use maps. And then I'll have to go find my dad, but he'll probably be gone by then.
Well, if a solar flare happens, then there's issues with our wind, our water, our
I think our ability to survive without technology is a very obvious thing that most of us are aware of. I think a lot of us know that without technology, we'd kind of shit out of luck. Like, I know that I can't read a map. Therefore, I would be fucked.
Well, see, I don't even think the map would work, like, properly.
Right. Technology wouldn't be our only concern at that point.
Mm. Being alive.
Yeah.
But archaeologists out there, continue doing what you're doing. Find this shit for me.
Keep on digging.
So I can smile throughout the day and be like, sweet.
And people who build buildings, try not to continuously destroy artifacts.
Please.
In your process to build buildings.
Yes. Yeah. If you can try your best at that would be great. That'd be great.
Thank you.
So the next piece of news that I have is from thesingular14.com. And this one is so eloquently titled, Mysterious Entities Purportedly Captured on Camera in San Vicente, Mexico. Mexican journalist and UFO enthusiast Jaime Maussan released a video earlier this month that he claims captured two entities descending into what appears to be a junkyard in San Vicente. San Vicente, Chicolopan, Mexico.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
C-H-I-C-O-L-O-A-P-A-N.
No, why'd you say it like that?
Because that's what I do when I don't know how to fucking speak.
It's like, instead of giving an actual try, he'd rather just make it sound dumb.
San Vicente, Chicolopan.
But the way that your face, you were like, Chicolopan. You were like, Chicolopan.
Chicolopan. San Vicente, Chicolopan, Mexico. Funny. The video shows what is likely one object distorted by motion blur, although it has been reported as two entities positioned next to each other, which appears to float just above the ground before changing direction and heading off camera after being confronted by three dogs. Are you okay?
I'm listening. I'm not saying a single word.
Like, I would also disappear if confronted by three dogs. Bye.
Like every other word, I hear her going.
I'm trying to keep it together.
He doesn't know how to just roll with it.
I know.
So, Maussan from San Vicente, Chicago, Mexico, released the video as part of the March 10th episode of Maussan TV on YouTube. But the footage from it was taken on February 23rd at around 1:30 a.m. Many might remember Maussan as the man behind the infamous Roswell Slides debacle of 2015.
Ooh.
So I wonder if that
leads...
I wonder if that leads credence to it or maybe not.
What's the likelihood that he is dealing with two different...
Yeah. But, I mean, who knows?
It was like Harry Potter. Why is it always you three? Like, it's the same people the time. Mm-hmm. Same bullshit all the time. It just follows some people, I guess.
I feel like you only get one supernatural thing.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that.
You redeemed that token, like, no more.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I was just listening to something the other day. I can't remember what it was, but it was like someone being interviewed, and they were like, you know, if you have one incident, that's great. I'm, like, really intrigued. Do you have two? All right, sure. You have, like, five? I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
But
what if they are
telling
the truth?
What if they are?
What if they live on Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, well, okay.
Every day.
I think that's different, though, because it's like...
It's the place, not the person.
Yeah, like, if you're, like, a ghost hunter, and you go specifically to haunted places, okay, yeah, you can have all the stories you want.
Yeah.
But if you're just a dude, and you're like, oh, I saw a UFO here, and now I'm doing a UFO thing over here. And
maybe he's chosen. Maybe the things are attracted to him because of his frequency or something.
Maybe the putty's in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing, you know, especially with, like, hauntings and stuff. Maybe it's not the place. Maybe it's you that's haunted.
Like a magnet.
They follow you.
That's a slimy magnet.
I will never, ever, 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 ever do a Ouija board.
Mm-mm. Me either.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Not taking him home with me. Thank you.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I'm good.
Goodbye.
But Maussan here, this whole debacle of 2015 for Roswell, in which a photograph of an indigenous boy's remains taken in a Colorado museum was presented as proof of extraterrestrial life, or the equally contentious Nazca mummies, which Maussan again claimed were extraterrestrial despite a report from the Paleo DNA Laboratory at Lakehead University, Ontario, Canada, that showed DNA samples taken from one of the Peruvian mummies was a 100% match with human DNA.
What's his credentials? Why is he going around and allowed to go to these, like, artificial, like,
yeah,
he's like,
look at
these
bones. Does anyone just get a platform? Like, hey, look at this mom. This not human. This alien.
Like, I'm allowed just to go to a grave and go,
y'all
okay,
need to listen to me.
I also learned today.
Go test
today,
this.
Mm-hmm. Crap, I can't remember. But there's a significant difference between what's a graveyard and what's a cemetery. And
oh.
I, oh man.
Does
I
a cemetery have, like,
It does actually
one have like a religious tie and the other doesn't, maybe?
Sort of. It basically relies on the proximity to the church, if there is a church. Okay. I can't remember which is which. I want to say,
I feel like graveyard is less.
Kind of by it, like alone.
I can't remember. Yeah, I somebody like look that up.
Graveyard would be like not attached to a church.
A graveyard.
Like a graveyard.
What's? Yeah, I can't remember. Fuck. Anyway, something like that. So there's footage here, which I will gladly show you to. It's 2 minutes out of a 36-minute security video, and it ends as the purported entities seem to float off screen. Now, I will say, regardless of this gentleman's credentials or what he's done in the past, this video is very intriguing. And I've seen a few like it before.
Just kidding. Graveyard's the one near the church.
Graveyard's near a church and cemetery. Is it just far away from a church or just not near a church at all?
No. Cemetery is Greek for sleeping place. It's just any land for... like any burial.
So every graveyard is a cemetery, but not every cemetery is a graveyard.
Yep. Yeah. Although it's like they're used interchangeably.
Pretty much interchangeable. Yeah. So here I will show you this lovely video of whatever the fuck these are.
They should start calling them tomb towns.
Dude.
That should be like a cartoon. Tomb town. Just a bunch of zombies and skeletons and such that roam around and do whatever they want.
We got to hit up Disney, right? Isn't Disney the Toontown?
I think it is.
Don't they own them?
Or is it Nickelodeon? Maybe.
Do we really want to go with Disney, though? We want to try and go with someone else?
I think they own
Grogu, so yeah.
We should just make our own station, because that's easy.
Okay.
All right, flying entities.
Flying entities.
I'm sorry.
Shit, I don't know.
That
just keeps repeating the same thing.
He's like... Sorry, that's just... Sorry.
No, you're fine.
That's crazy, fam.
Yeah.
That's what you say when you don't know anything else. Say.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, the slow frame rate doesn't really help. It's pretty distorted.
It's definitely floating.
It's definitely floating. You know, I think before there's been sort of cases like this, it's kind of been debunked as like balloons that float around and whatnot.
That did not look like a balloon.
Yeah, it was pretty long, much more vertical than horizontal in shape.
It changed shape, though.
It was like a plastic bag.
Yeah.
True.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind?
Just one more person to come after me now.
What?
Yeah, Katy Perry really fucking cares about
us. Who's the other person? You're another.
No, just over the course of the years. Kenny G, yeah. Yeah, he'll be coming.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be coming around the mountain.
With the sax. Or whatever this he fucking plays.
Oh, it's a sax. Yeah. Now you're converted.
He'll be coming around the mountain.
Oh, converted, yeah. But yeah, if you want to go to singular14.com, mysterious entities purportedly captured on camera in San Vicente, Mexico, they delightfully have a video there that you can watch. It's pretty interesting. I'm not sure really what to make of it. Like I said, I think there's been videos in the past kind of like this, but I'm not sure what the outcome is of those videos. I don't know if anyone's debunked it or what.
I kind of feel like if it was a ghost, it was going on way too long.
Yeah.
Think so?
Like, because I feel like most ghost, quote-unquote, ghost videos, they use up their energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was going on for a little too long where I'm
the
like...
The fact that he's like, I'm going to go this way now, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Well, maybe it was the dogs. Maybe the dogs were finally just too annoying.
Yeah, but if you're a
he's
ghost,
like,
then what's a dog going to do? Like, okay.
I don't know the rules of the spirit world. I really don't. Huh?
Ow, my ghost ankles.
I thought it was also kind of weird that in both night vision mode and then normal mode, it looked like exactly the same.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird.
That's a good thing to point out.
If it was a true ghost, shouldn't it look a little different?
Yeah, I wish, obviously it was from a security camera, but I kind of wish we had like a full spectrum camera on it or something like that to get it in some kind of different frequencies.
So every single one person's house should be completely equipped with like infrared, ultraviolet, night vision cameras.
Have an EVP recorder.
Just in case. Yeah, you never know.
Why not? Just full spectrum.
And a spirit box going at all times.
Oh, I love the radio one.
Yeah.
I forget what they call that, but
like
the one...
The voice box thing when it like talks.
Through the radio?
Yeah.
Isn't that what she was...
Well, the spirit box is like when that puck they're holding, it's like constantly emitting a really loud white noise and like they covered up and talk, and then it's like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Train.
That kind of does essentially what she's talking about, just scanning through frequencies. There's an interesting method that I can't remember his name, something Randall, I think, but he created this method that you get to witness in the docuseries Hellier. and it's called
the one I watched with you.
I think so.
That one was pretty cool.
It's called
like
the Estes.
Water. Are you talking about like when they run water through pipes or whatever, or is that something else?
Shit, I don't even know, honestly, that.
Wow, you're so uneducated in this field.
But it's called the Estes method. And what it is you take one of those boxes that she was talking about.
It's spirit just box.
Spirit mm-hmm. box that just scans frequencies, you know, day in and day out. And, you, of course, you can, I think you can really hone in on, like, how many frequencies you want to scan and how quickly you want to scan them. But then someone in the group puts on, like, a blindfold. And puts on noise-canceling headphones.
I do remember that.
And then they just talk, as in whatever they're, I guess, quote-unquote, like, seeing in their mind. So if you're just, like, doing this, and all of a sudden you just get a random vision of, I don't know, a Ferris wheel. You know, you're like, Ferris wheel, or you're, like, feeling kind of ill right now, something like that. And what that's supposed to do is hopefully match up with something that would come through the spirit box. Because typically you would have other people around asking questions. So if you're like, how young were you or something like that? And then the gentleman that has the headphones and the blindfold on, and they're like, I get, all of a sudden I just got a flash of the number 18 or something. They're just like, well, that's kind of spooky.
But it's like the theory that like the ghost or spirit is kind of influencing the person and kind of speaking through them as well. Or is it like the person influencing the results?
That's, well, no, the first part of that is, partially the theory, the theory that the ghost is influencing, or yeah, is basically talking through the person that's blindfolded and using the headphones as some sort of medium and not just the spirit box.
Hmm.
It's interesting to watch, especially when it works, you know, like it's intended to, but I've always wanted to try it. Maybe one day.
Well, I'm not going to be there with you.
Yeah, I know none of you.
I don't
want to
be a meat vessel.
That's fine. I'll either do it. Well, I can't do it alone. I have to have someone there asking questions.
I probably would be there and watch.
I would not.
Actually,
you can just ask questions.
Actually, I feel like being possessed could be kind of romantic. Like having someone up and they'd be like, hey, how's it going? You're in my thoughts and in my feelings.
I mean,
I'm really sorry you're in here.
Do you want to be the one possessed?
I mean, Zach Bacon thinks it looks kind of cute. I mean, he looks kind of cute when he's possessed, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be that cute.
I mean, Nick Groff, when he gets possessed, he's like a little, he's so innocent. He's like,
yeah. Isn't he though?
Because he's the one who's like always really getting possessed.
Yeah.
And Zach's like,
his poor wife's like, I will literally like leave jealous. You if you get possessed one more time.
Remember the time that Zach Bagans tried to like fuck a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he called it the wrong thing.
Yeah. He's like, come here, you succubus.
It was supposed to be succubus. I thought he said incubus,
which is
the male version.
Yeah, he did.
And people like Chelsea lately, I think, were making fun of him. And he's just like, I get it.
But to be fair, he did come back and he did make fun of himself. Like, and he showed that bit or whatever.
You remember the one, the one where he's like, I was a tad bit insensitive, like, the last time I was here. And the one where he's like, I've
had
my...
I'm going to cut my wrist or whatever.
He's like, I was insensitive. Like, that voiceover voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, no. Like that sound like... Last time, I was insensitive.
And then cuts to... he's like... Just the way he does it is so stupid.
It is, yeah.
Only we're allowed to say that, Matt. Shut up.
Okay. The next article I have here comes from the RogersvilleReview.com. This is a great title to this.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
laying on me.
Man claims he fired shotguns, I guess more than one. Does he have one in each hand, one in his mouth?
Oh.
I don't know.
Which end?
Man claims he... out of his ass,
no,
too.
No, his knee ditch, like the secret... What do they call that? Like the secret hole or something? Like
what?
I know what you're talking about.
That's like the secret... like the secret
orbit. Like the third hole or something like that.
What? The behind the knee? That's like the secret open.
What is that from?
I don't know. That's just something that we always said growing up.
Look, Matt, how many holes?
What?
How many holes?
How many holes? That's what we used to do in high school. We would ask our male friends.
Female. How many holes?
One. Like what? I'm confused.
In my lower region, how many holes?
Two?
Fuck's sake.
Embarrassing.
Wrong.
He's gonna cut this whole part out.
Are you counting the butt?
Oh my god. Man claims he fired shotguns at aliens on neighbor's property after he smoked meth.
Oh, well, honey. I hate to break it to you, but it's the meth.
This guy looks like he smoked meth.
Poor baby.
That's for sure. Police said a man who stated He smoked meth prior to firing a shotgun at aliens on his neighbor's property Sunday evening, was charged with a felony, of reckless endangerment. Jamie Lee McGuire, 43, has his address. I'm not going to say it.
Dox him.
Why do they have his address?
Oh, they have an address. Him. I'm assuming that's his. I'm just not going to say
just it. Just some random poor guy's address.
Or it's like just the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone accidentally forgot they pasted that.
But it's a Taco Bell. Jamie Lee McGuire allegedly told the HCSO that using meth blocks telepathic attacks from aliens.
Sure does.
This sounds like a meth plan. I mean, so yeah. HCSO Deputy Dustin Winter stated in his report that around 7:30 p.m. Sunday, he responded to a report of an intoxicated man shooting at his neighbor's property on Pressman's Home Road. Upon arrival, Winter spoke to McGuire, who allegedly admitted to firing the shots. I'm not sure how you'd be able to get away from that. I'm sure he could figure that out. Quote, the suspect stated to me that the aliens have been relentlessly attacking him via telepathic communication, end quote. Well, it continues. The suspect stated that he saw the aliens in a block storage building on the other side of his neighbor's property. The suspect told me that he ran and got his shotgun and began shooting at the aliens. Winter stated in his report that McGuire appeared to be under the influence of meth during their conversation, and McGuire admitted to having smoked meth the previous night. The suspect spontaneously told me that he smokes meth because it makes him feel better, and that it helps block the telepathic communication from aliens.
Power to you, I guess.
I mean, at least he's being honest.
I would say whatever, unless you're hurting others. But I mean, he's like shooting shotguns at people's properties.
That's true.
So.
But here's the thing. I mean, what if it does?
Here's my question.
What if it does?
Here's
what if there was an alien?
Why the fuck does this article exist? Why is there even like?
Because it's the best
man
fucking thing.
On meth. Okay, stop it right there. That
man on meth.
Like it doesn't need to go farther. Man on meth. That's your explanation. Man
it's the
on meth.
Best thing the Rogersville Review has to offer. Is a man on meth shooting at aliens because they attacked him via telepathically.
How do you know? You went through their entire...
Damn right it did.
Not discography.
discography.
What is that called?
Man on meth.
I don't know when you're talking about internet articles.
It's not discography.
I know. I don't know when you're talking about internet articles.
Archives, yeah.
McGuire was arraigned Monday in Hawkins County Sessions Court and was ordered to be held on a $5,000 bond pending a preliminary hearing set for April 4th.
Good luck.
Hope he's doing well.
I hope he is doing well. I hope he, I mean, I don't know if there was anyone around his neighbor's property at the time that he was shooting. I hope maybe he was aware of that and
the guy's on meth, he's not aware of anything.
Well, it seems like
he's aware of being attacked by aliens.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like he genuinely has got some, because he's not, it's not like he's hiding it. He's like, nope, I was doing meth.
I was being attacked by aliens, so I
took meth.
Like, I am a method.
Yeah, I did the
meth. Like, it's not like he was like,
it's a lifestyle, baby.
I mean,
it's a lifestyle, baby. Yeah, well.
So if you do meth.
My heart goes out to him. If you do meth, let me know if you ever contacted an alien or an alien's contacted you or tried to contact you. And it was via telepathically, of course, and it was blocked. I want to know if that works.
Is that how you would say that? Via telepathically? Wouldn't you just say telepathically?
Yeah, I should just say via.
Wouldn't it be
say
via telepathy?
Yeah,
yeah.
But if you're gonna say
via telepathy,
or you could just say he told me telepathically.
No, gotta sound smart.
That would
when
be
you're
the
on a podcast,
that would be
telepathically is an adverb.
Come on.
Yeah, but if he's saying it to you telepathically, that is grammatically.
Stop
correct.
Making me seem stupid.
I know we hit him with the astronomy and the.
God damn, that was the article.
I'm just saying.
That was the article. I'll bring that motherfucker
I
up so fast.
Believe you, but I still think
Claire
that was the wrong.
Is her name.
Yeah.
Clara?
Yeah.
Yeah, Clara. Yeah, you're doomed.
Dox her too, I guess.
Dox every motherfucker today. So this is a very interesting article. This comes from the Marshall Project titled, He Teaches Police Witching to Find Corpses. Experts are alarmed.
Who's the expert?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Tell me who these experts are.
Well, no,
are.
It's actually a very interesting article. So,
does it
the other
say
ones
who
work?
The experts are?
Just for that, I'm going to read the whole goddamn thing very slowly now.
Everybody, get ready to turn your playback to 2x speed.
So, it starts out. There's a body buried here, somewhere. five crime scene investigators wearing white, I don't know the word, Tyvek?
You didn't Google it?
It's a brand.
Oh.
Five crime scene investigators wearing white suits and purple latex gloves.
White suits.
Pace through a Tennessee woodland in a slow wave, searching for areas of sunken ground and other clues that might indicate a gravesite. Stop shaking your head. The chill morning air scented with loam, leaves, pine needles, and a hint of human decay.
Get to the point, man.
The agents mark three suspicious depressions in the dirt with red flags and discuss their options for investigating further. One student asks about dowsing rods. Now, do you know what dowsing rods
are?
Yeah,
I do.
Do you know what dowsing rods are?
Aren't they the things you...
No.
What?
No.
What the hell was...
Isn't that like a
stick Jewish in the ground? Like you staking a pole. No, it's not.
No, it's the little L-shaped rod you hold one in each hand and when... Something happens. I don't know how else to describe it.
The magnetic fields of the earth pointing you.
They cross, letting you know that's like
you're literally holding two things and like these oops. Like,
yeah.
They're like just moving, like as you walk around, and then like they'll move and then just they'll intersect, and then it's like, oh, there's something here, or oh, it's telling me something about this. Mm. It's very much like a pseudoscience situation.
Yes. Yeah. That is literally probably the best way to put it is pseudoscience. Yeah. Not knocking on it. It's just that we, if it does actually work in the way that it does, we have no way of telling at the moment.
Not scientifically backed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you want to use them? Replies Arpad Vass, an instructor at the National Forensic Academy in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where law enforcement officers come to learn how to use science to solve crimes.
You know how he's allowed to talk on this podcast? It's actually, you didn't know this is our podcast now? Welcome.
It always goes back to that.
The Brittany and Cassandra show.
So.
I just think it's funny. It's funny this article because it's like so,
like
it's like a literally like a fictional story. It's like
it's so.
He
like,
said this to the this, and he leisurely walked over
in his world building
in his white van.
It's interesting nonetheless.
It's just the way that this.
It gets better, I promise.
Okay.
There are no official dowsing rods at hand, but that doesn't matter. You can use the flags, Vass offers.
You can use the what?
Flags, come on.
Jesus.
You're like.
Bend them like you would coat hangers. Fred Ponce, a private detective from Miami, Florida, with a dark mustache.
I'm sorry, if I'm a listener, I'm tuning out right now. I cannot continue this.
This is funny.
I'm a literal captive audience right now, and I want to evacuate.
Can I please read about Fred Ponce?
Can you please do it in a reasonable tone that I can listen to?
I'm trying to give each character their own.
It's awful. Just read it. Or at least say it like not like Sylvester Stallone so I can understand.
The what?
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Squishmallows.
Oh my god, I'm sure I didn't fucking break my glasses.
Oh god, not the glasses.
Holy shit. All right.
Okay, that's pretty
good. So Fred Ponce, Fred Ponce, a private detective from Miami, Florida with a dark mustache and beard, gets right to work.
Tom Selleck.
He tears the red plastic rectangles off two stakes and spaces his hands to measure about 12 inches of straight steel.
So then bends hold on, the it's remaining... a guy, so it's going to be actually 24 inches of steel.
Yeah. No, this is...
That's true.
This is 12 inches.
That's true. Sorry, yeah. So it's going to be 6 inches, actually. Yeah. You're right. It's the opposite way.
That's 12 inches, and then this is 12 inches on a good day, I guess. Yeah. Spaces his hands to measure about 12 inches of straight steel, then bends the remaining metal into handles, holding the stakes like six shooters. He walks over one of the suspected grave sites. The stakes cross. He does it again. They cross. And again. They cross. That was not me fucking around. That was literally the article.
They crossing a lot.
I'm not kidding, Ponce says. Marveling that his DIY grave finder seems to be working. Vass, a 62-year-old wearing a blue CSI Death Valley cap, is teaching his students witching, aka divining or dowsing. It's a centuries-old practice in which a person walks a straight line holding two bent pieces of metal, or sometimes a Y-shaped twig, until they signal the presence of whatever is being sought underground. Water witches douse for groundwater. Others use divining rods for seeking precious gems, oil, and gold, or as in this case, human remains. Dowsing for the dead is not exactly endorsed by scientists or forensic experts, but it is a highlight for some students attending the National Forensic Academy, a 10-week training program sponsored by the University of Tennessee. Since the Academy's inaugural class 20 years ago, school administrators say that more than 1,200 crime scene investigators from agencies in 49 U.S. states and 5 foreign countries have attended the program, which currently costs students $12,000. The Washington Post once nicknamed the Academy the Harvard of Hellish Violence, and students now wear that slogan on their t-shirts as they analyze bloodstain patterns and fingerprint corpses.
You know, fucking edgy ass people are going there just so they can have that, like, on their Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Honestly. It just sounds like
all of them, but you know, there's like those people that are like, oh, I'm definitely going.
You know, I took a forensics class in high school.
And it was like complete bullshit.
No, it's actually kind of cool.
I mean, it's probably cool, but as obviously I get into a little bit here too with the article, you know what? I'll just save it for when I get to it. They also excavate skeletons from grave sites and collect bugs from decaying bodies sprawled on the ground at a wooded site outside of town. Near graduation, instructors blow up a car for a real life lesson on fire scenarios and explosives. In May of 2021, I spent a week at the academy where instructors, administrators, and students described Vass as brilliant and a genius. I'm not sure who I is. Probably the person who wrote the article, but I don't know who that is at the moment. Some students go on to use his witching technique in their own investigations. He says he is convinced that his methods work. But scholarly research doesn't back him up, which is to be expected. Outside experts I spoke with, professional forensic anthropologists and lawyers, as well as law enforcement officers involved with police training reforms, say they're alarmed that a leading training program is teaching the pseudoscience of witching. They are also concerned about the repercussions for criminal justice at a time when many mainstream forensic techniques have proved to be unreliable, including blood spatter patterns, bite mark comparisons, and faulty interrogation techniques. In the last two decades, hundreds of cases built on these methods have been overturned by DNA evidence. In 2009, a report by the National Academy of Sciences concluded that nuclear DNA analysis is the only forensic technique that can support claims in court that evidence matches a specific individual or source. So while dowsing for the dead may seem particularly wacky, it's just the most extreme example of a problem afflicting the forensic practices many Americans have seen touted on television for years.
Wait, Dexter is not a documentary?
You know, actually, a lot of people actually do say documentary, too, and I guess that works. I hate that.
Documentary.
But, no, it's not.
Oh.
It's not.
I really thought the whole time I was watching watching real life.
Surprise,
motherfucker.
Randy Shrewsbury here, a retired police officer who founded the nonprofit Institute for Criminal Justice Training Reform, says law enforcement regularly accepts the flaws of these practices despite the life-altering impacts that can occur when they're wrong. I believe we can all agree with that.
Yeah.
In particular, some experts are distressed that a trainee recently got witching results admitted as evidence in a Georgia murder trial. This could set a legal precedent and allow witching-based evidence to be used in other cases, says Chris Fabricant, a lead attorney for the Innocence Project, which works to exonerate wrongfully convicted prisoners. Quote, "The search for the truth is never advanced through junk science," end quote. The Academy defended the teaching of witching, saying it is only one of the techniques it shows its students. The program relies on its instructors, quote, "to relay their extensive knowledge," end quote. Jason Jones, a forensic training specialist with the Academy, wrote in an email adding that witching doesn't create false evidence. You either find the remains or you don't. You are not trying to alter anything. But I just find it interesting. Blood spatter and interrogation and
like lie detector tests and the teeth marks.
All of that can be accepted, but a lot of it is false and wrongfully convicts people. So it actually, to me, in my eyes, using dowsing rods and this form of, I guess, witching, as they call it, isn't weird to me, to put it very
people
simply.
People bring in psychics all the time, like as like a last resort.
Psychics, yeah. Oh, wait, that's what you just said. I thought you just said sidekicks. So then I said
Barnacle
psychics.
Boy is just trotting on in.
Lino and Snarf.
I don't think it's really... It would be different if... This would be a different scenario if they're using the little rods... And then they
like
point to something.
You to the, like, this is the criminal.
Well, if they were like, okay, they're over a patch of land and they go, okay, this is where the murder happened.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. There's no further, but it looks like this is just a step in the process to
find.
Yeah. Like the guy said, you either find it or you don't.
Yeah, it doesn't. Exactly. It doesn't, at least from what I read just now, elaborate. That Georgia case, when it said it's helping in a case with a Georgia murder or whatnot, it doesn't say exactly how it did that, but I'm intrigued to find out exactly how. But yeah, I don't really actually see a problem using this method in any way, shape, or form. I don't see a problem using just about any and every method you could ever think of when it comes to searching for something like this. Now, if I was with somebody and they were all in a line and they do their typical, like, you know, if you're going through the forest looking for a child and you have like 10 people in a row and you just kind of scour the forest. If you have someone like that and they have dowsing rods and all of a sudden it crosses and, like, I don't know, you dig there and you find a bone. I mean, that's a human bone. Say it's someone that you're looking for, whatever it may be, something credulent to the case. That would be phenomenal. That'd be very interesting. And that would make me believe in dowsing rods a lot more. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't have much belief in them at all. But I thought that was interesting, talking about just other pseudoscientific ways that are being used, used in criminal justice, to put it lightly. I just find that very interesting, especially when the other methods don't really work at all. So as far as just kind of paranormal-related news goes, more heavily accented paranormal news goes, I'd like to actually kind of start something on this podcast for TFR News. Nothing major at all, but I'd like to bring up articles that might seem paranormal at first, but do have a scientific explanation. So to go hand in hand, basically the counterpart.
You want to debunk articles?
Not necessarily debunk. Articles that have already debunked it, but it just shows the way, whether it be, you know, nature itself, the human mind, whatever that might be, that just shows that there are explanations, there are reasons for some of this stuff.
Man, you are like on a disinformation and misinformation campaign today.
Aren't I?
You're like, I want to start a thing where we call all this shit bullshit and
not tell my co-hosts about this new thing.
Don't trust
anything.
Like,
what? What are we starting? Ooh.
Surprise!
Bye-bye! I hate surprises.
Confetti and shit and party favors and whatnot.
Well, if you're actually going to give me a party.
Pink disco ball.
Where's it at?
It's in the mail.
Okay.
Amazon. 2 days. You'll see it.
Yeah, no.
My little paranormal debunking, as some of us put it, article here today.
Me. I put it that way. One person. I.
Our big audience life.
This.
You're playing footsies with me under the table. Start kicking match.
I don't want to join. Never mind. I was going to say, can I join? But
I can't even reach you.
Oh, my.
Well, his
my
feet
are like tucked under my chair.
I can't reach you.
I knew that was coming the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So this comes from theguardian.com.
Ooh.
It looked so real. Ghostly iceberg was a wonder of nature, just not an iceberg. I want you to look at this iceberg, quote unquote iceberg, and tell me if that looks like a quote unquote iceberg.
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, are you about to get into the Titanic?
I feel like that looks like an iceberg.
I think that looks like if I saw that with my own two eyes, I would literally think that was an iceberg floating off wherever I may be at the time. So,
Ohio River.
Exactly.
Iceberg.
I mean, that's why it's weird. It's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So the article goes, clear winter skies and the promise of a recent evening's beautiful sunset led photographer Simone Engels to a nearby park on Vancouver Island. But as she trained her lens on the pinkish hue of the landscape of the Pacific coast, she was shocked to see a large iceberg-like shape on the horizon. It was this huge, shiny, three-dimensional tubular structure, she said.
She shed.
What's that commercial? My she shed?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks so real. Engels, who previously studied geography, cycled through possible explanations, including that a large piece of ice had improbably drifted down from Alaska, miraculously passing through narrow straits and dodging archipelagos. But if an iceberg was in the area, especially one of that size, and if you do go to The Guardian and look this up, it looks huge, it would surely have made local news, she told herself.
I was trying to pin this together in my head.
Is this what women sound like
and
to you?
I really
I know.
Couldn't know. That's just the only way I can speak like a woman.
Here, impersonate me.
Are you sure you want him to do that? He might offend you.
I was trying to pin this together in my head. See, it's the same thing.
No, that wasn't.
No, because you're purposely giving her like an inflection and kind of like doing like the dumb girl voice.
No.
You can do it.
I don't think I can.
Is that what I sound like?
No, I'm not mimicking anyone.
I was trying to pin this together in my head. And I really couldn't come up with an explanation, she said. She said. It just looks so odd. And I was nearly convinced that it really was an iceberg I was staring at.
You asked for this.
She's Southern?
What the fuck? And like either 5 or 85. I can't tell.
With no one else around to confirm the mysterious sighting, she snapped an image for nearly half an hour. Watched the hulking white shape on the horizon before it disappeared from sight. Engels shared the image online, hoping to get an explanation. The photograph initially stumped locals, including a friend who specializes in ice geomorphology.
What a like convenient friend
I know,
to have.
Right?
No shit.
Literally.
The image soon went viral, and Engels learned that the mysterious iceberg was really, I'm sure everyone guessed it, a mirage.
Wow.
She was actually viewing the Cheam? I think, mountain range on the mainland of British Columbia, nearly 124 miles away, and beyond the horizon from where Engels was standing. The illusion was caused by what is known as a superior mirage, which is caused during a temperature inversion when a band of warm air rests on a layer of cold air, bending light rays downwards. Light from the setting sun was reflecting off the range and bending down, placing the range on the horizon. At a distance, the snow-covered peaks looked eerily similar to a towering iceberg. Engels has seen previous mirages in the area, but nothing as crisp and stable as the mountain range that January evening. Oh, God, I gotta sound like her again.
Or not.
You could just speak.
We live in some challenging times right now with the pandemic, and it's really important for people to realize that there are natural wonders out there to be discovered, she said of the experience.
Is he a pirate? Discovered.
You can find natural wonders in your own backyard when you get out there and explore.
Can you just be? Here. You want me to read it?
Brittany, do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear it from an actual woman.
We live in some challenging times right now with a pandemic, and it's really important for people to realize that there are natural wonders out there to be discovered. She said of the experience, which left her in awe.
Very natural.
You can find natural Sounds wonders real. In your own backyard when you get out there and explore.
Wow, yes. That sounded almost as real as mine.
Thank you. Titanic.
Titanic.
A lot of people,
what is that?
Like, almost like in reverse of how that happened, but where the light.
How they couldn't
see
it.
So there's a real iceberg.
It was a real iceberg, but it looked like incredibly far away. And the way that the light refracted, it looked like it was actually really close. That's why by the time that they actually, it wasn't really a mirage.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It was too late to like turn. Mm-hmm.
Earth
I think it was
crazy.
The Kraken. I think it was the Kraken.
People say that the person that was supposed to be like watching was drunk. That's what
I also can believe that.
But the part where they were like in the ocean, that is known to happen like the with the.
Well, I'm sure if you look up Superior Mirage on Google, there's probably plenty of like, what looks like a ghost ship that you can see. That's mainly the Superior Mirage that I see all the time. It's I'm not sure where off the coast of somewhere in the UK, probably primarily. It literally looks like an actual cruise ship, and then it's just like floating like an inch above the water. Like it just looks like a random gap, and then it's the sea, and it's just going on by. But
wouldn't it be funny if like the you could see like an actual mountain range, like it looked like a mountain?
That'd be so
That'd
cool.
be fucking nuts.
I'd be like,
actually, now I think about it. The ship mirage. I think the ship might be there, but the mirage is that it looks like it's floating above the water. But Regardless, it's pretty cool. But that's a way that the Earth can fuck with you. Just so you know. Talking about, you know, misinformation, disinformation, like Brittany pointed out. I just want you guys to know what you're getting into.
Yeah, in case I ever see a fake glacier out in the ocean, now I'll know.
Now watch it be like a real glacier. Mm. Global warming, like, it floats down and we're that's shit. Just a mirage.
Well, that thing's awfully getting, that's pretty
the
big.
The glacier that cried wolf.
The glacier. Yeah.
It's like, no, you mm-hmm. tried this before. We don't believe you.
Day After Tomorrow shit here.
Ooh,
I love that movie.
I love that movie too. What's his name?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No. The dad.
Dennis Quaid?
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Quaid.
What about Randy Quaid?
Who the fuck's Randy Quaid?
Dennis Quaid's brother. You know how Chris Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth have that other brother that no one ever knows about? Yeah. There you go.
What does he look like? Is he in a movie or?
No.
Don't worry about it. Just stick with
Dennis.
There's
probably a reason no one knows him.
Exactly.
That's
stick
usually
with Dennis.
How it works.
With Dennis.
Yeah. Well, what about your one boy?
No one knows who he is either.
Your one boy.
Ian Somerhalder. Yeah. I met his brother because he was really nice and Ian gave him a plug, but
what
no
if
one else.
What if Benny? What's his name?
Randy.
Randy. Randy. I was thinking like
Randy.
Randy.
I'll agree with you. Dennis Quaid's a handsome man.
Oh, he's a very handsome man.
But yeah, so that was TFR News. Bunch of spooky stuff. Something not so spooky, just to let you know how the world can work. I got plenty more of those in the bank that we will talk about on later TFR News. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I hope Veronica Sinclair and Cassandra enjoyed the news I had to share. It sounded like it did. There's a lot going on. A lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you guys for being here. I never said that. I never do. But I should start saying that. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you for making this podcast what it is. It was fun. It's fantastic. Yeah, that's all I ever wanted to do.
Bye.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Sorry, I was looking up Randy Quaid.
I'll cry by myself. And I see you never wanted to mention
that. That was so fake. Those tears. I've seen you cry. Okay. Those were so fake. Give me some real tears.
I've never
right
seen
now.
There's not.
Cry.
There's no. Huh? There's not even any tears.
I've seen that.
I'm
cry.
Done with this.
Have
goodbye,
you seen
everybody.
Me cry?
Have a great day. Bye. Don't worry about this.
I don't know.